And welcome everybody to another episode of the Greg Cherry Show. You know this show. You love this show. Hopefully. I don't know. I don't live your life. Alongside North Coast Professor Jeff Meacham, I am, of course, Jerome Ward. And it is an exciting day for the Greg Cherry Show. Of course, you're looking at the merch that I plugged. Pro wrestling is real. Politics is a work. Buy the shirt.
Very true. Sure, that's it.
This is one of my favorite designs. I'm glad I finally got it in.
I love the hell out of that design. I'll tell you what.
Oh, absolutely. And
it's good shit, pal.
We're going to have in the new year, we're going to have new merch designs also. Taking a little bit of a break from it. Like, I have enough up on both of our stores that I don't think I need any more designs up there right now. As always, buy the shirts. And yes, today please. We're going to be talking about some of the usual stuff. I know I've strayed away from the Twitter trending stuff. It's because a lot of it is political. And no,
Nope.
Yeah, there's so much more fun things and so much more exciting and wonderful things to talk about that are not politics, because politics is never wonderful to talk about, regardless of which side of the aisle you're on. We all just want the election to be over and to get back to our normal life.
Exactly.
I mean, it is over, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
So on today's show, we will, of course, be talking about football and wrestling. We got Survivor Series coming up this weekend, and it's going to be a good one. Hopefully. It's one of those weird things where I want to be excited for Survivor Series, but this year the build is, for me, just isn't there. I don't know if it's because of the pandemic. I don't know if it's because, you know, it's a month after the draft and everybody's supposed to care about their brands now.
It's right.
Yeah. So
I'm going into my watch along on Sunday with, you know, I'm not 100% sure that I'm going to be fully into it. I'm really watching for the final farewell, and that's really the sole motivation for me even doing a watch along in the first place, is because we're saying goodbye to the Undertaker, and I really feel that that's important to dive into, you know.
Exactly. So guys, Savio Vega is going to be on the show. If that's not enough reason for you to turn to tune real. In then I mean, where's your love for Puerto Rico?
That's right.
Also on today's show, talking about Weird Law Wednesday again. Weird laws from the state of Massachusetts.
That's right. And
Jeff liked to rag on me about this for the last few days because I missed a question on Wrestling Trivia Challenge regarding Massachusetts. I had the right damn state.
You had the right damn state. You did do that. Yes, I will. I will concede you had the right state. But poor Lowell, Massachusetts never gets enough love, damn it. So, you know, they need it up there. It's cold. And you know,
well, that's one of those things I'll never forget now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Once it's drilled into your brain, you'll never forget.
Exactly. Exactly.
And, of course, guys, get your questions ready because we're going to be talking Q&A.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So, starting off with football and wrestling talk, as we have the last couple episodes, we're bringing in another football expert. And you know him. You love him. You'll never forget him. It's Diamond Dallas Page. Oh, no. It's
love me or hate me, you'll never forget me. There. Oh, thank you.
Get
thank
ready you to feel the. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure he loves that intro anyway. It's Big Baller G. Welcome to the show again, Big G.
99 pages going to be. Remember.
What is going on?
Oh, you know, we're talking about that football. And of course, we won't talk as much about the Cowboys because they had a bye week, but yeah, they actually improved in the division thanks to the thanks to the fact that the Eagles can't get it done.
We have to do shit this week, and I love it.
Yeah,
too much.
I mean, the NFC East continues to be the dumpster fire of the NFL.
Yeah,
how a team who has a record of 3-5-1 is leading the division. I don't want to say commandingly because it isn't really.
No.
And the Giants are on bye this week too.
That's too funny.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what is happening in the NFC East?
That's awesome.
Good stuff. It's crazy. You know,
we still got Washington to play this year, G.
Yeah. It's I don't know. At one point, you know, the NFC was like one of the best divisions back in the day, you know, and now, like you said, it's the dumpster fire. It's just, it's, you got the rest of the NFL and then you got the NFC East just sitting in the corner, like in the fetal position.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I mean, you almost feel bad giving them one of the division spots in the playoffs because it's like, do you guys really deserve it? You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's the whole division seating almost feels like the Electoral College. Because it's like, hey, I mean, technically you guys won the division, so good for you.
They'll be knocked out.
That's how it feels. Like, oh my gosh. It's so ugly in the NFC East.
Well, we dominated the Bengals like we thought we would, you know, 36-10.
Yep.
Ben won AFC Offensive Player of the Week, four TDs, 333 yards, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You know,
not bad for not practicing at all this week.
Right. And we got the Jags this coming. So we got a short week, actually, because we got the Jags on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then we play the Ravens in Baltimore.
Thanks, so
we got two road games.
We played the Ravens in Baltimore. We get them at home.
Oh, we play them at home. Okay.
Yeah, we get them at home.
Yeah. So, and you know, people are calling this another trap game against the Jaguars, but I don't see that happening.
Well, Tomlin actually did an interview about that. Said there's no such thing as a trap game in the NFL. It's not like it's a Big Ten team playing against a MAC opponent or something.
I watched that interview. So. It's crazy how, you know, somebody's got the Steelers, we have a big, big bullseye on our back right now. Everybody is gunning for us.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're undefeated.
Yeah. And, you know, our passing game is getting better. Defense is awesome right now. Special teams is doing great. It's our run game that needs to step it up.
I mean, the run game is the NFC East of our team.
Yeah, I mean, 50 yards.
If I
read correctly, I think in the past three games we had maybe 50 rush yards in each single game.
Yep. I mean,
we used to be
good our passing game is. You need some semblance of a run game to at least have some balance and put the defenses off. It's like. Because if you put all your focus on the pass game, if you face a team that has a good pass defense, you're screwed.
Yeah.
And I don't know how good the rest of the defenses are in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, the Steelers are arguably one of the best right now, but
it's
you're not going to beat teams if you're only rushing the ball for 18 yards in a game. It's just not going to happen.
No.
And I don't know whether it's the play calling or if it's the fact that we don't have a strong enough running back to do the workload. I mean, we've given James Conner a chance. James Conner is a solid back, but he's not that next level running back that we need. Yeah. Benny Snell is decent. Again, not the best in the NFL. And we've run some plays with Claypool, who can get out there. The biggest problem I see for the Steelers, we need to stop those damn stretch plays. They do not work at all. It's like, hey, we're going to run the ball to the outside, and the guy is going to run straight across the line of scrimmage for about 20 yards before he actually turns it upfield. You're not going to get a breakout play that way. If that's the problem, get a better offensive line.
Yeah.
And you have a decent enough offensive line if your pass game's so good. So why not implement it in the run game? Figure out a run scheme that will work and gain you yards.
We used to run it up the center. We used to run it up the middle. And now, guys, these days, you know, they don't have patience anymore. No. Like, they try to do a spin move and try to, you know, cut them out. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Speaking of patience, Ray McLeod on that punt return.
Oh my God.
When he like paused, saw a hole, and then just bolted, that was a thing of beauty. Yes, oh my goodness.
They should put him as running back. Oh my God.
They should. I mean, he's not really used in the pass game much, so why not put him in there behind center? Ray McLeod is an unsung hero of the Steelers team this year.
Yeah, he is.
And also, speaking of unsung heroes, Chris Boswell.
Oh my God.
Whew. How solid has he been this year?
Very, very, very solid.
I mean, take away from the garbage year he had 2 years ago, he has been on point this year.
Yes, he has.
He just has those couple extra points missed, which one of them was blocked, and then the other one he just straight up missed.
Yeah.
But field goal wise, I mean, he set a Steelers franchise record against Dallas.
Yeah, 59 yards. In Seattle.
Anybody who says it's like, oh, yeah, 59-yard field goal. You guys don't realize how far 59 yards is.
It's far. Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, and that's only a few yards away from the NFL record of 63, I believe. 63.
Yeah. Seattle, their kicker made a 61-yard field goal this past Sunday.
Yeah.
In their franchise history.
We showed that at the sports bar yesterday. That, that was a thing of beauty, too.
Yep.
What about that finish in Arizona?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. God.
Kyler Murray is a freaking beast.
Yeah, he is. God bless him, man.
What a throw to end that game.
Yeah.
Knock off Buffalo.
And what a catch, to be fair. What a catch, too, you know.
Oh, absolutely. It seems like the NFL is a little more wide open than it used to be. Like, typically you'd see this time of year, New England would be dominating, which, let's speak on it, New England knocked off Baltimore,
which
is probably the only time in recent memory I've rooted for the Patriots to knock off Baltimore.
Yeah, seriously. But
they did it. Controversial or not, they did it.
Yes, they did.
But
people have figured out Lamar's run game. He doesn't have a really great passing game.
He doesn't. And the Steelers exposed that when they faced him. I mean, they forced multiple turnovers from him.
Yep.
And it was just really bad passes from Lamar. It's like, if you can stop Lamar from running, you've basically shut down the Ravens offense.
Yeah.
And
not that the Ravens have bad backs either, but if you stop the run game, you've shut down Baltimore.
Yeah. Like I was saying before the show, you know, I read an article on CBS Sports, you know, they said that we could end up being 14-2 and we can lose. The guy said that the two games that we would lose are against the Ravens and Thanksgiving or the Browns, the final game of the season. But
the only way I could see us losing to the Browns on the final game is if we've already gotten the conference. If we've already had the number one seed, if we've already taken that. That's the only way I can see is if we were playing like Mason Rudolph or something and resting our starters for the playoffs. That's really the only reason I could see us beating the Browns or the Browns beating us. As far as the Ravens go, you know, the Steelers are going to play hard and it's at home too. It's at home. If we can beat them on the road, we can certainly beat them at home. The Steelers are pretty much unstoppable at home, especially with Roethlisberger leading.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. Who do the Cowboys have this week, Jeff?
Oh, shit.
I'll look it up for you. Hold on.
Yeah, I totally forgot, to be honest with you. I honestly have been sitting here trying to work on stuff for the end of the show, trying to get a – because like, okay, Pittsburgh talk, I'm good. But do me a favor, Greg. Let me run the closing bracket, okay?
Okay. That's fine.
They're playing the Vikings this week.
Yeah, balls.
The Vikings. And the Vikings –
they're 4-5 right now.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins finally got his win on Monday Night Football. So
He did. It's good for him, man. You know, it's one of those things where it had to happen. And I've kind of lost the faith. And I hate to say that about any of my teams, but the Cowboys have just been so consistently shitastic all season that I can't foresee any sort of miracle or anything at this point. But, you know, stranger things.
Come join the dark side.
Y'all got cookies, right?
Yes.
All right, very good.
Hey, you've had my wife's cooking, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So there you go.
It's been a 7-year drought, but yes, I have had it. So.
We'll remedy that as soon as all this ridiculousness is.
Shit, right? Yeah. We all need to get together somewhere neutral, somewhere.
We
were talking about, you know, going back there. I can't even go to Vegas for my birthday to see Bailey this year, this coming March, because we're not going to be open by March. No friggin' way.
I don't know. Trump will be out of office. So
just because he's out doesn't mean we're going to open things up, because we got people hearing, you know, one of the trending topics on Twitter yesterday was, you know, LA shut down due to COVID. So I ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, it's still a few months away. We will.
Right.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, Skype with her or something.
Yeah. I told Jeff yesterday on the predictions, you know, with COVID going on, we might be pushing our wedding back to early fall.
Right. So
we'll see how that goes, okay. You know.
Yeah. Just let me know, since, you know, I'm in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
But the This Guy Experience says, Big G sounds more comfortable speaking about the NFL compared to wrestling. You know, I'll say this. I love wrestling, too. But my passion is football.
Yeah.
Especially when I have two undefeated teams right now.
No shit.
Steelers and Notre Dame. And I want to talk briefly about Notre Dame.
Well, but to be fair to Big G, when he's on a wrestling discussion, usually Jeff's talking over him. So, you know, that's true. Yeah.
Which we'll get to here in a little bit. But Notre Dame Fighting Irish knocking off Boston College, getting that 1993 monkey off their back. Because 27 years ago, when Notre Dame knocked off the number one team in the country, they faced Boston College the week after, and Boston College beat them. So knocking off the number one team in Clemson, everybody was like, oh, we got to worry about Boston College, which, you know, they played hard.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Irish got that monkey off their back. They're still undefeated at Boston College and go into a bye week. They need some rest before they face off against North Carolina day after Black Friday. So I'm really looking forward to a playoff run for both my teams. And my gosh, would this be a beautiful year for Notre Dame to win a national championship? I mean, any year is a beautiful year for the Irish to win a national championship, but man.
And the Steelers to get their seventh ring.
If Notre Dame won the national championship and the Steelers won the Super Bowl in the same freaking year, you would never be able to shut me up.
No.
Which, I guess if I shut up, then you don't have much of a show.
Right.
Well, those two things on top of the possible retention next Friday. Dude.
Oh, shit. He'd be on cloud nine.
Yes.
I do want to say something about the wrestling.
Yep.
I feel more confident, you know, talking about the football stuff, because I feel like when it comes to wrestling, you know, people have the same opinions and same ideas. So it's kind of hard to talk about the same thing when everybody has, you know, the same opinions. So.
Well, but that's what's good about the No DQ team, is that we have a lot of dissenting opinions. Like, we have a lot of people, Virtue in particular. Single somebody out, but let's be real. Virtue is very, you know, strong in his convictions about Roman or about things like that. Yeah. So he definitely gets wound up.
Yeah,
about, you know, what he feels. And that's I love that passion from him. I love it from Greg. I love it from you. I love it from me. I love it from everybody. It is nice to have different opinions. Now, granted, you know, the whole debate we had last week with Robbie and I, you know, trying to defend the stuff I was supposed to defend from AEW was like, it was hard
to do.
Because, like, the things he had a problem with, I tend to agree with what he said. Yeah. But at the same time, I felt, at least I felt, that both of them were being more personal sounding in their attacks than they were attacking the product. And I thought that was unfair, which is why I said, hey, let me step in and defense of my buddies. Because, you know, there will be very few people that will defend the Young Bucks to the death more than me, because I love those guys both.
You grew up watching them.
They grew up, you know, as I was starting to come in, if you will. So, you know, I was great to see them develop and see what they've done. And, you know, Cody, I mean, God bless Cody Rhodes. You know, he gets a lot of shit for, you know, being the latest promoter to put himself over. But I love what Cody's doing with AEW. I love what everybody's doing with AEW right now as far as the overall layout of the product. You know, it's just funny because, you know, you think about this. 13 years ago today at the 2007 Survivor Series, Cade and Murdoch, and God bless, you know, God rest, you know, Lance Cade, you know, but Murdoch, who is again making another you know, run here with the NWA National Championship, they defeated Bob Holly and Cody Rhodes to retain the tag titles, you know. And look where, you know, I mean, Murdoch's still a thing, and Cody Rhodes is one of the more influential names right now, I dare say.
Man, I'm happy he got his last name back, you know, his wrestling last name.
We talked about that, I think, last week or going into the pay-per-view, Full Gear. I was not quiet about how pissed off I was at Vince for pulling that shit. Again, you know, very few people don't have respect for Dusty at this point of their wrestling fandom. And I thought Vince was just being silly and petty for holding on to that. I have a very strong feeling that was a lot of Hunter in his year going, okay, come on.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, since we're on Cody, do you think if he stayed in WWE, do you think, you know, this whole Stardust gimmick would have worked out in the end? No.
Okay. Go ahead, Greg.
One of the things he had talked about with the draft coming up is he wanted to be Stardust on one show and Cody Rhodes on another.
Right. Which that would have worked. That would have been interesting to see him pull off because for the longest time, at least in TNA anyway, Dustin pulled double duty with Black Reign, although that was kind of a train wreck, you know. No disrespect to Dustin, but it kind of was what it was. I feel that they try too hard to impose their creative view on Cody rather than let Cody go. Okay, yeah, but because Cody is very blessed in that he's got the lineage of creativity. Yeah. You know, the Dusty finish is what it is. it's notorious. But Dusty's creativity cannot be understated whatsoever. And I dare say that Dustin, you know, also has a far broader mind than people realize when it comes to wrestling gimmicks and storylines, things like that. I think the three of them, you know, are very, very understated. Well, Dusty, not so much, but Dustin and Cody definitely are understated in terms of their creative levels in professional wrestling / sports entertainment. So I think that if Cody had the governor taken off of him, it would have been a lot better off for him. But they didn't, and now here he is. So
yeah, okay.
Well, I'm really excited about AEW's dive into the video game world. I'm really looking forward to see what that has to offer, and if in fact the AEW game that's coming out on a console plays like No Mercy, because that's
right.
It's the same company. It's the same guy who played.
Yep. And
they made it a big point. It's like, this is a guy that worked on WWF No Mercy. So our expectations are through the freaking roof on this game.
Yeah.
So that was back in 1999. So
what is, and that's the funny thing, Jeff, is that people are having high expectations of graphics that, you know, could very well be 20 something years old, but we love that game so much. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I think that if we had really gone into the No DQ media thing full brunt before 2002 and CAW was a major thing before then, dude, me and my co-host at the time, we would have had the time of our lives talking about No Mercy stuff and CAW. 'Cause goodness, it still holds up now. Now the actual graphics themselves, broken down, bottom line, they're old. It is what it is, as I keep saying here. But the gameplay and the storyline layout and the options you had for 1999 were just fabulous. Now, imagine, you know, having 2021 options open for 2021 options open and still have the same level of gameplay. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So.
So yeah, I think with all that hype, I don't want to say the AEW game is going to outsell 2K22, yeah. But you guys working like 2K, you better freaking bring it with 2K22, since 2K20 was pretty much a preview of how disastrous 2020 was going to be.
I was
going
to say, I think the 2K guys were ahead of the curve is how bad it was going to be, because 2K 2020 was a shit show.
And let me say this, 2K20 was the first wrestling game that I did not purchase since probably about the first SmackDown.
Yeah. Wow. I did. For me, I do have Battlegrounds. But before that, I think
I don't know that one either.
Maybe 2K17, I think, was the last one I purchased, or 2K18. But after that, I'm just like, you know, it's all the same. It just gets repetitive.
Which one had just Seth on the cover?
18.
That was the last one. I didn't buy 17 for Dylan. I don't, because we had a Wii still. We didn't have the Xbox yet when 17 came out. So, and the Wii games from WWE were few and far between. So, Once I got past, I think 2K12, I think that's when they had on the Wii. So, but I did buy 2K18. But before that, I had not actively purchased a WWE video game since SmackDown versus Raw 2007.
Which in and of itself is a solid game.
It is to this day my favorite wrestling video game, even more than No Mercy, because the creative mode was ridiculous in that game. The gameplay itself was solid. And for me, with my, you know, special class skills and the ability to, you know, reset the controllers on 2K17 back to what they had been for the original SmackDown versus Raw, with Evil Vince on the cover, I was happy with that. When 18 came out, or when 08 came out, that option wasn't there. I'm like, okay, you lost yourself a customer. Bye. Because I need to be able to control. I need to be able to do what I know how to do. I'm very set in my ways. If I know how to do something, I need to be able to do it that way. And 2008 didn't let me do that. I'm like, all right, bye.
Ruben, no, they're not coming out with 2K21 because they came out with Battlegrounds this year,
right?
Which was basically, hey, we're going to take some time and fix what we completely screwed up with 2K20. Because like it was just hot garbage.
I mean, Battlegrounds has been fun so far. I mean, I think after this, you know, I'm on a 2-week hiatus from work, you know, due to unfortunate circumstances, so I might jump back into the Battlegrounds and play some of that, because I think they added Trish Stratus as a downloadable character, and I'm gonna be playing as Trish.
Nice.
But Jeff, if I could ever figure out how to get it to work, because I know Woods and Breeze do it.
Mm-hmm.
They are able to, well, first of all, this guy experienced in that $2 super chat. Big G, what do you do for a living and how did you get in it?
All right. So I pretty much work for the government. It's the Defense Commissary Agency. I've been working for them for 13 years, and I've worked at four different locations. Basically, the commissary, it's a grocery store for the military, veterans, their families, and now civilians like myself can shop there. So it's an awesome job. I mean, the pay is good, benefits are good, so I'm a happy camper. So
there you go.
Simple as that.
So like I was saying, Jeff, if I could ever figure out how to get it to work for us, since Woods and Breeze do it, I would love to do a GM mode, like, video series.
Right? That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool.
If I was able to figure out how to, like, get us to both control our own rosters and whatnot, then we'd have something else. Because GM mode was wildly popular in Up, Up, Down, Down, and many people have done it since.
You know, it seems to me that Austin's pretty chill about asking. So maybe if you say, hey, how do I?
Yeah, I mean, I could always do that. Send them like a DM or something.
I mean, we're not looking to compete because we can't.
Well, no, we're not looking to compete, but hey.
Yeah, so
we'll compete with each other.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's yeah. And Ruben, I do agree. 2020 is the biggest glitch fest wrestling game ever. We didn't get 19 for Dylan here on the Xbox. We did get 18. What's that?
I enjoyed 19. I mean, I got it for like the $1 million mode so I could try and, you know, win $1 million playing a wrestling game, because that's the freaking dream, isn't it?
Right. Well, I really wanted to get whatever game that came out, the whatever year that was that came out where they had the Flair Hall of Fame ring, because I was there for that. So I just kind of wanted it for selfish reasons. So, yeah, that's, you know. But yeah, I do enjoy the video games as far as what I'm not a big gamer. I mean, I talked about this last night, and somebody on Twitter, somebody I follow, you know, was talking about it took her over a day to install the Spider-Man game on her PlayStation. I'm like, you're more patient than me. I throw the mother effer out the window by now. I'm like, done. Over it. I don't want to wait 14 hours for a game. Yeah. Screw that noise. But, you know, the wrestling games I can get into as long as I just have a chance to get into
it. So. I used to, going off topic here, I used to be big in Madden. Like, I always playing Madden. And then, after a while, it would just be the same every single year. You know, they would add something new, but then you just end up getting bored, and then I'm just like, whatever.
Right.
You know,
Dylan loves Madden. So,
man, I just want the NCAA football games to come back. That's all I want.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
Because I enjoyed that more than Madden, because it was way more fun for me. And I think that's why I'm a bigger college fan than I am NFL.
Yeah.
But anyway, Survivor Series is this Sunday.
Big G. I used to pack commissary for jails. That's crazy. The pay wasn't that good, though.
I see. I think that's two different commissaries.
I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah.
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 I work for the government. I don't work for the jails.
Well, yeah.
But Survivor Series is this Sunday. And the card itself is not overly like the build is.
Yeah.
I want to say it's due to COVID. You know, they're trying to keep the people, you know, as far like both brands as far away as possible until
the
show itself. So
it was, I mean,
except like Jeff,
the only thing we're really looking forward to is the Undertaker's final farewell. Which will probably honestly be the main event of the show. I think like it'll probably be after Roman and Drew.
I know. I think I heard somebody say on Raw they were going to open with that. I went, oh no.
You're gonna open with it?
Yeah, well, I heard either open with or start off. I went, why?
No.
That's terrible if they do that.
I mean, okay, if you want to. I mean, maybe that was Taker's call. Maybe he's like, hey, just do this in the beginning. Give the shine to the other guys, which would totally be an Undertaker thing to do.
Right, very much would. I don't think any of these matches scheduled for Sunday, other than maybe Drew versus Roman, really has the main event level appeal. So,
and I know we just saw it at SummerSlam, but it's Sasha and Asuka wrestling each other. Like
I know your love of Sasha. I'm not going to deny that or take it away from you or anybody, but Sasha versus Asuka as a main event on the same night as the Undertaker's farewell. No, I'm sorry, man. Doesn't no, nope, nope.
So before we get to the laws, because I know Greg wants to get there.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to say this, but I've lost a little bit of interest in Shayna. It's hard for me to say that just for the fact that she's tagging with Nia when she could be the Raw Women's Champion right now. And she was so great in NXT and now she's doing this. And I'm just like, I can't.
Right. You know, the one thing I want to bring up, I really think that Rhea Ripley's shine has diminished greatly since WrestleMania.
Yep.
Charlotte did not need that win.
Nope.
Charlotte does a lot of great things in WWE. She did not elevate the NXT Women's Championship at all.
No. And we talked about this on the debate with AEW, you know, and Robbie was absolutely right. And I was a dick for denying it. The whole point of stuff like that is to elevate new stars and then create a new audience. Charlotte winning the championship did neither of those.
No. And she kept showing up on Raw. It's like, if you're the NXT Women's Champion, go down to NXT if you're going mm-hmm. to be there. Mm-hmm. And then she lost it to the next pay-per-view, and she wasn't even the one to take the fall. It was Rhea.
And Io really hasn't done anything with it either. I mean, she had
she's had decent matches, don't get me wrong. But I was really hoping that either Dakota or Candace would take the title from her. I don't want Ripley to take the title from her.
Nope.
But I think it's gonna happen tonight, though. I think Rhea is going to get the title back.
But you know what? If she does, I'm okay with, only because I personally want to see a decent program between Rhea and Candace. And that's selfishly for me, because I love Candace LeRae. We all know that.
Fine. But, I mean,
I wouldn't mind seeing a program with the two of them. It's just, the shine, and okay, here we go. I'm going to get major shit for this, but that's okay. The shine is off women's wrestling, period.
Yes.
Since the main event of WrestleMania, when they had the triple threat, there hasn't been a whole lot of monumental women's wrestling moments since then. And that's the fault of both companies.
Yeah. I can understand that. I think there have been better matches since the main event of WrestleMania.
Right. And I will give massive credit to the NWA, to Thunder Rosa, to Serena, to Allison Kay, those ladies, for, you know, elevating that championship and really making the hardcore women's wrestling fans going, oh yeah, there you go. That's why.
And making the NWA women's title more prominent than the AEW women's title in AEW.
Right.
I was gonna say I had zero interest in the AEW women's championship match. I couldn't even tell you. I couldn't even remember that it was Nyla challenging at the last pay-per-view. Like, I completely forgot that was a thing, but I knew for sure who the NWA championship was. So I think that William Patrick Corgan, was very smart in cross promoting with AEW, because they, you know, the NWA is kind of just doing their thing on Tuesdays with the United Wrestling Network, but there's not a whole lot of traffic to that for whatever reason. I like those shows personally, but I know that the casual wrestling fans, not, you know, shilling out the $10 a week or whatever they're charging now. They are watching on Wednesday nights. So
yeah. Yeah. The AEW Women's Championship needs to come off at Karushida.
Yep.
And it's a backbreaker.
Baker needs to be the one to take it from her.
We've been talking about this for the last 2 weeks, you and I, and basically across my entire network. Britt Baker should be the women's champion, like, now. Like, make it happen.
And it's not a Pittsburgh thing. I mean, kind of. I won't lie. I mean, Britt Baker being from Pittsburgh, it helps. But she, since turning heel, has become the most interesting female personality in AEW.
Britt Baker is so over. She's got Tony Schiavone over in 2020. End of statement.
If somebody can get Schiavone over ever.
Yeah. In a positive way, let's be clear. People actually like seeing Tony Schiavone. I'm going, huh?
1997?
What year is this? Hello, are you working? But yeah, Britt Baker got Tony Schiavone over. Put the freaking belt on her and strap the rocket to her ass and poof, off you go.
Yep.
So.
All right. That's all the football wrestling talk we're going to do today.
Kind of went overboard there.
We always do, don't we?
Yeah, we always do.
It is what it is.
There's so much to talk about. It's hard to like squeeze it into just a little bit of segment. We're going to Weird Law Wednesday from Massachusetts, and we're going to get right into it. Here we go. In Massachusetts, it is illegal to give beer to hospital patients.
Okay. I understand.
Well, yeah. even if they're tailgating on Sundays?
I mean, I don't know how many nurses are sneaking in Coors Light into Massachusetts, but
I
don't know what they drink.
It all comes back to what we always say. How often did this happen before we had to become a thing?
Yeah. Well, in that same vein, candy may not contain more than 1% of alcohol.
So no little rum candies?
I guess not.
That's depressing.
Oh, wow.
Especially if the Patriots keep playing the way they're playing here. They're going to need to have some sort of alcohol involved.
Well, if you really want depressing, in 1659 in Massachusetts, Christmas was outlawed.
Damn colonials.
Damn witches. I blame the witches for that.
Yes. Right.
Damn Sanderson sisters. No, I'm kidding.
Shit. I answered that reference.
Anyways.
I wonder how important this issue was to specify, because I'll just read it. Okay. A Massachusetts court ruled that a sandwich must contain two slices of bread, thus legally barring tacos, burritos, and quesadillas from being called sandwiches.
Okay, Massachusetts, hi. If you're calling any of those things sandwiches, you're about as relevant as Tom Brady is in New England now. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
No. Marshall, I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. And yes, we are seeing your questions. We are seeing your comments. Q&A's at the end.
Yep. Who was really fighting? Be like, oh, yeah, I just had like a grilled quesadilla. It was a delicious sandwich. How many people were like that upset about it?
Yeah.
It must have, yeah.
Well, first of all, how many people are actually saying it because they're idiots? And how many people are upset by it? They're even bigger idiots.
Yeah.
Well, going to that, at a wake, mourners may eat no more than three sandwiches. Or three tacos, I guess.
Right. Or three, you know, burritos or quesadillas or, you know, whatever.
Or some combination.
Right. I don't know why you're putting a limit on people's grief eating, because grief eating is a thing. Trust me.
Like, if I want to have a fourth sandwich, Brenda, I'll have a fourth sandwich. So shut up. Sorry for your loss.
I love your mom too, but I'm hungry.
Yeah. In Massachusetts, it is illegal to go to bed without first having a full bath.
I applaud that. I'm okay with that. Because stinky bed sheets are a thing, and that ain't okay.
Nope. Then wash your bed sheets. In Massachusetts, a woman cannot be on top in sexual activities.
Oh, that's bullshit. I quit.
Yeah, I call. Come on. I mean,
we're not moving to Massachusetts.
I am drawing that line in the sand right there. I'm done with Massachusetts right there. No. Over it.
Yeah. Sorry, Massachusetts. We will never reside in you. No.
I took Massachusetts last bit. No, I'm kidding.
There's one F. I'm sorry, Aaron. Oh, my God.
Okay, this is terrible. Children may smoke, but they may not purchase cigarettes.
What the hell is going on up
there? So you allow your kids to smoke cigarettes, but a woman can't be on top when you're having fun? Come on. Get us together, Massachusetts.
You're shit together right now.
What are these people smoking when they write these laws?
Exactly.
Whatever they have, I want.
That's what they're smoking.
What did you say?
That they're smoking the cigarettes that they smoked as a kid, because that's legal.
Oh my goodness. This is the best one we've ever done.
In Massachusetts, no gorilla is allowed in the backseat of any car.
You can't have any fun in this damn state.
I mean, if I want to take my gorilla, he's got to stay safe. He's got to have his car seat, and he's going to be buckled in. Damn it.
That's it. All we hear about is don't put your animals in the front passenger seat. Well,
It is scary to me that I scroll down and I see like 12 laws in Boston.
Oh God, here we go with Boston.
Boston,
Boston, yeah. No, not Boston, Boston. Going to Boston now for the laws. I'm
gonna come back to Boston because everybody knows my love for that one.
Oh God, okay.
So here we go. Next one. In Cambridge, Massachusetts, It costs $50 extra for a permit for hurling, soccer, or Gaelic football games in a public park on a Sunday.
That was a lot to unpack what you just said.
I don't know what I just said. I just read it.
I have no idea what happened just now.
So you pretty much have to pay $50 to play soccer or some other kind of sport
yeah.
in the park on Sunday.
Well,
okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to Parks on Sunday then.
I mean, Ruben
okay. Has the question of the day.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. What? Yeah, what is going on up here?
Count the ways, Ruben.
Yeah, that's it.
In Marlboro, Massachusetts.
Uh-oh.
Silly string is illegal in the city limits.
Okay, so there's a city named Marlboro that clearly allows smoking, but not silly string. Got it. Yeah.
Well, you can't smoke silly string and give it to your kids.
Well, maybe the kids are figuring out how to smoke silly string, and that's why they're smoking so much.
I guess that's possible. Also in Marlboro, it is illegal to buy, sell, or possess a squirt gun.
Okay.
Where's the fun? Anyways.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you can use squirt gun like for, about here. Well, to be fair, you can only use squirt gun like 3 weeks out of the year because it's so freaking cold in Massachusetts. So you use squirt gun, it'll turn the ice and stab someone in the eye or some shit. So
anyway. There you go.
In Milford, Massachusetts.
Oh.
Peeping in the windows of automobiles is forbidden.
I'm okay. I'm actually okay with that one.
Yeah, that one's okay. I mean, you wouldn't want some weirdo being like, what are you doing?
I'm driving my gorilla to the park with my cigarette-smoking kid. What do you want from me? Leave me alone.
Can I bum a cigarette from your kid? I got candy. Got lollipop.
Well, I'm glad you have candy. Does it have alcohol in it though? Because that's illegal if it has more than one.
Yeah,
one. So you know, yeah.
There's so many roads we could go down with this. In Newton, Massachusetts.
What the hell?
All families must be given a hog from the town's mayor.
Given a hog?
Yes.
Like and I don't a think a Harley Davidson. Like
no, H-O-G, hog.
That's yeah, what I said.
Oh Jesus. Okay, this, I don't even know what to say.
Like in Salem, Massachusetts, to ruin married couples' lives even further, even married couples are forbidden from sleeping in the nude in the rented rooms.
Okay, the rented rooms I can get with.
No, screw that. Up your Salem. If we want to sleep naked, you better clean your damn sheets. Which you'll have to anyway after. Hey-o!
Just make sure you're on top, though. That's the thing. That's the key.
Yeah.
Oh, what do they have, like, video cameras in each room? Oh.
I hope not.
On top. You guys are out.
Get your shit and get. We caught you.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Nobody needs to be watching what I do. Right. In Woburn, Massachusetts... In bars, it is actually illegal to walk around with a beer in your hand.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, sorry. Sorry, Aaron.
Anyway. Three strikes, you're out.
I know. One more, I'm banned for a week. I know. My bad. Oh, my. But seriously, that's the biggest one. How do you not?
I haven't even gotten to Boston yet.
Is it? Okay. So. Was that a state law or was that just a one city?
No, it's in Woburn. Just a city.
Okay, because I'm saying if you're telling the people in Boston they can't walk around their bar with their beer and they're watching the sports games, you're gonna have a freaking massacre right on your hands. Like for real.
I can't even tell you. All right, here we go. The first of many in Boston, Massachusetts.
Here we go.
It is illegal to eat peanuts in church.
Okay.
I'm actually okay with that, but why? How many times was that a thing before it had to become a law? That's my question.
I don't know. Is it like one of those steak places you go where you eat peanuts and you throw them on the floor?
I was going to say, is it because the peanuts are shelled and you're making a mess in the pew? Or I'm wondering there.
I don't know. In Boston, Massachusetts... No one may take a bath without a prescription.
I almost did it again. Oh, my God.
So you need a prescription to take a bath in Boston.
But you can give your kids cigarettes. What the hell is going on up there? Oh, my God.
Your tax dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen.
So bass backwards.
Also in Boston, no more than two baths may be taken within the confines of the city.
Yeah.
There are so many comments. Like, I can't even, like, the hamster's going, okay, no, don't.
So, first of all, you need a permit to take a bath.
Right.
Or a prescription, rather.
Prescription, which is even better.
So how do, let me go back to that one. How does that work? That you need to go to a doctor and be like, well,
Mr. Andrews,
you reek. So I'm writing you a prescription to take a bath tonight.
Yeah, and to quote me, here's the thing. Is it per bath? Like, do you need a prescription every single time you want to bathe?
I hope it's not a per bath thing, because do you know how expensive it would be to go to the doctor every time you need to take a bath?
Well, you know, I'm not sure how the insurance is back there, but out here it would cost, we'd be in debt for free lifetimes.
Well, it's in California. You're in debt anyway.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. Oh my God.
In Boston, Massachusetts, it is illegal to play the fiddle.
I'd like to know when that law was established, because the colonials were all up on the fiddles, man. I mean, wait a minute. I mean,
it must have been post.
Had to be post-colonial, because there's no way, like we wouldn't have had a Revolutionary War. Everybody would have been in jail. Like,
also in Boston, figure this one out. Mm. Duels to the death are permitted on the common on Sundays, provided that the governor is present.
Yes. No kidding.
I'm actually okay with that one, because we freaking thin the herd of these idiots writing these laws.
They're probably dueling over the fact that they can't take a bath.
Because they stink the bathroom cigarettes from their kids.
Also in Boston, no one may cross the Boston Common without carrying a shotgun in case of bears.
There are a lot of animal-centric laws in this state. I'm just throwing it out there, folks.
You know, right. Maybe that's not a problem. Well, I guess that's Foxborough, just in case Chicago comes to town.
I answered that reference.
And finally, in Boston, Massachusetts.
There we go.
An old law prohibits the taking of baths on Sunday. So you can't take it even if you have a prescription.
Right.
There are so, why are there so many rules about baths?
Before Saturday night, folks. That's it.
It's like three specifically about taking a bath
in Boston.
Yeah,
in Boston.
Yeah. You could write a sitcom with these Massachusetts laws. No kidding, huh?
Seriously, I want to see some sort of sitcom about Boston laws. That's what I want to see. Hell, Boston Legal was a thing, you know.
Right? I wonder. You got to go back and watch that show and see if there was any.
Seriously, Shatner, where were you with these laws, man? Come on.
I mean, Ruben said the same thing.
Yeah. That's actually one I put up, actually.
Oh, okay. So that is Weird Laws from Massachusetts. I don't know if we'll get better than that. I mean,
those were something.
Massachusetts, you're good for two things. Your weird laws and Sasha Banks. That's it.
I would add it to Hawaii or Alaska next week, if you have it.
Yeah, we'll have to.
Now, here's my question. Sasha doesn't live currently in Boston during the non-pandemic times, right?
I think she's in Orlando.
Okay, easy to see why she moved. She can't freaking bathe.
Yeah. She's got so many roles to prepare for, but besides being the SmackDown Women's Champion and being in The Mandalorian, you know, which I'm working my way through The Mandalorian, so I haven't seen those episodes yet.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, man, the first season, it takes a bit to get going, but when it does, it gets going.
I'm still working on the first season with my fiance. I think we're on episode 6.
Yeah, and for everybody out there, do you need to watch the rest of the stories? Not necessarily.
Yeah.
So.
If you watch the original trilogy and episode 7, it takes place in between those. So
yeah, I mean, it's, if you have a basic knowledge of the saga, you're okay.
Yeah. All right. So let's get some questions answered. Yes. From you people. The Visca Experience, Big G and Greg, how did you guys get into the NoDQ universe?
Oh, here we go.
The NoDQ galaxy. Well, mine was being a fan of XMV back in the day, creating Titantrons for everybody, and then slowly seeping my way into being a fan of everything that went on with CAW and all that stuff. And it was a few years ago that I finally got on to doing a prediction video, and then Wrestling Trivia Challenge started, and the rest is history.
Off it went.
There you go.
Mr. G?
I think for me, if I'm not mistaken, it was an episode of Wrestling Trivia Challenge. I can't remember who I faced, but after that, I started going on the NoDQ panels, and after that, just kind of started snowballing, and now I'm on the reviews pretty much every week or every other week between me and JM over there. I occasionally pop up on Jeff's shows now on Mondays, occasionally on Greg's shows. So, you know, it's just awesome to be on here with you guys and listen to your guys' stories. And, you know, because you guys, I mean, you've both been in the business somehow, some way. So, you know, you guys have that advantage. And I mean, so, but yeah, it's been a great ride so far. You know, it's just, it's crazy how far things have come.
It's really cool for me to sit back, you know, 18 years into this, and Aaron and I just kind of, every once in a while, we'll look at each other, we'll just go, what do we do? What have we done? I mean, look at all these crazy people, you know, that are on our shows and follow us. I mean, it's so funny. I remember during the early Talk Wrestlings, you know, trying to get that subscription count up, and it creeped like a damn snail. It's like, oh my God. But now it's more about, you know, you guys, you two, and you know the other members of the staff, and you know the galaxy, the watching, they're everywhere. It's really cool to think of it. You know, Aaron started this, you know, 22 years ago with the site, and you know we did the first audio podcast a little over 18 years ago now, and it's just crazy that we have come this far, and I'm so like. It's weird to say I'm proud, but I am kind of proud of how far the channel and the site has come. So it's awesome.
I mean, you expanded, you got your own network.
I do.
It's got his own show. You know, I'm in the process of doing my own thing, but
it's really gratifying that we have allowed ourselves, Aaron and I, to, you know, I mean, we fell apart. When we had our falling out, it was ugly. Bad, and we allowed ourselves to, you know, grow the hell up, to be honest, and come back together. And you know, toward the end of last year, it's like, you know, I'm enjoying being with Aaron, I'm enjoying being back, but I'd like to start doing my own thing. And you know, I said it time after time, you know, I heard the commercial on John Waltman's podcast about the anchor thing, and did that. And then Aaron's like, well, yeah, but you got this whole video, you know, audience, why not try that? And here I sit. You know, the end of this year, you know, the New Year's Eve will be start of year two. So it's awesome. And Greg, you know, again, your Wrestling Trivia Challenge has definitely been a blessing in both our lives. I mean, no question about it. And, you know, it's allowed Greg the opportunity to expand and, you know, get his channel up and running and, you know, kind of co-promote with me. And also, you know, bring his own game show back, which I think Luck of the Draw is, you know, it's grossly underrated in my opinion. I think it's got a hell of a gimmick, and I feel that once we're all allowed to come back together and do the thing in person, that'd be awesome to make that kind of a mess and be that much of a spaz in person. But you know, do it over the screens like we hear, that's good too.
Yeah, that's still the goal when the Nody Crew gets all together. And speaking of Nody Crew, Chris Cass and I joined a wrestling trivia league, and we call ourselves the Nody Crew.
Nice. And
I actually made merch, so one second.
Oh, buy a shirt.
Yes. This was the other part of the merch that came in today.
Nice. Look at that.
Wrestling trivia, excellent. There you go.
That is fantastic.
Nice.
Is it on your site?
Yes, it is on the Great Charity.
I am getting that with my December allotment because, you know, not to toot my own horn here or anything, but, you know, trivia around the true NRDQ with me. That's I love that shirt. That's fantastic. That's really cool. Yeah.
And speaking of Wrestling Trivia Challenge, since we brought it up, the season finale of that is next Friday.
Yes.
Where it will be myself one-on-one with Virtue. And that will be simulcast on the Greg Cherry brand and right here on the NoDQ channel.
For the first time in a while that we've been on the NoDQ channel, which is awesome. So
it's the first time since the Iron Man match that Trivia Challenge will be on the NoDQ channel.
Yeah, and it's also going to be, the actual match is going to be on my channel too, not just the post game, which would be cool. Yeah. So that'll be nice.
Like I said, I'm ready for you, Greg.
Next Friday will either be the celebration of me hitting 1,000 days.
Right.
Next Friday is day 993. I just want to say, I still can't believe I made it this freaking far.
Right, I'm saying.
Because we joked about it like a few months ago, be like, oh, if I hit 1,000 days, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I'm less than, day 984. I am just over 2 weeks away from that. And if I beat Virtue, I'm guaranteed it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so crazy. Again, you know, I talked earlier about, you know, we've come so far in 18 years. We've come so far with the trivia in a little over three.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was just this phenomenon that kind of took off, you know?
Yeah. I really think that Wrestling Trivia Challenge inspired other people, whether they like to admit it or not, to make their own trivia shows. Surprise guess. That's the first time I've seen that graphic. Jeff,
I made it.
Prizes on the post game, which clearly don't. He's not telling me shit. So, nope. But that will hopefully be a massive celebration, championship in tow, hopefully. But like shows like, you know, Combat Wrestling Trivia, which is the thing that Chris Cass and I do, Quizlemania, even if they don't really acknowledge us much,
chickens,
I still think there was some inspiration there. I mean, Brian Zane, who faced me for the title, is a former Quizlemania champion. And I bring that up all the time, that eventually the goal is for me to represent NoDQ and be a part of that. Trivomania, which I also did. The King of the Marks tournament.
Yep.
All those things that I've been a part of in one facet or another. I really think Wrestling Trivia Challenge was the spawn of all those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because Wrestling Trivia, I think its popularity is growing. I really do. I see more and more Wrestling Trivia stuff all the time. And unfortunately, I can't do it all because my brain would explode.
Right.
It's cool to see. It's cool to see so many people being interested in that and so many people being good at it. So hopefully next Friday, when I face off against Virtue, I'll be coming on to the post game, still your champion. That remains to be seen whether or not it'll happen.
And if you don't, I mean, still over 900 days as champ, that's just redonkulous, crazy.
Over 190 days. Let's be braggadocious about that for a minute, shall we?
That's redonkulous. It's crazy. It is.
I think I joked when I was on the show with you, G, or maybe it was a couple episodes after. It's like, oh, I'm the longest reigning Wrestling Trivia Challenge champion. And it was like 60 days into the reign.
Yeah.
It's 2.5 years after that.
Yeah.
That I'm still here. And it's insane.
Crazy, crazy.
Any more questions? Virtue.
Mike Gonzalez says Virtue with the upset. You know,
bite me.
Virtue does know some stuff.
I'm
not going to take that away from him. These are much different questions than Aaron Riff questions, though. I will say that. Jeff likes to throw some toughies out there.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they're not.
And get help as well.
Kyle match, but, you know.
No, I learned my lesson there. So.
Oh my gosh. That was probably the most disastrous episode we ever did. Good thing it didn't count for anything.
Yeah, for real.
But There are a couple football questions. Mike Gonzalez actually says, when the Giants win the NFC East, that's a bold prediction. What team will they upset in the first round? The fact that you're saying that they're not only going to win the division, but upset a team that's better than them. that's a bold statement there, Mike.
Who in the NFC do you think could make it to the wild card or win the division?
Right now, well, the NFC East is still wide open, even at this point in the season. Not that that's anything to brag about.
Yeah, right.
The NFC East is probably the hardest division to call because it's like, okay, who's going to suck the least?
Right.
Exactly. So I don't know. Right now, Steelers are on track to win the AFC North. Three games ahead of the Ravens. That's a big, and if they should they beat the Ravens on Thanksgiving, the AFC North is theirs. Like it's the way it is.
Yep.
Looking at the rest of their schedule, the AFC North is theirs should they beat the Ravens.
And reclaim our title as the Kings of the North.
Yeah. In the last couple of years, so it'll be nice.
Yeah, it's been 2-3 years since we won the AFC North?
Yeah, it's been way too long.
Yeah.
Like we haven't been in the playoffs in the last couple of years, and that's just not okay if you're a Steelers fan.
No.
You get like really antsy and like biting your nails and like twitching a little bit not being in the playoffs, but
that's it.
I remember that one year, I think it was the wild card weekend back in 2015, where we played the Broncos and we were up. And then they had that one, Tebow had that one play through the ball. And I mean, nobody was there to cover anybody. And I can't remember who caught the ball, but he was gone. And I was just like, oh my God, there goes our, there that
guy. Overtime. I remember it.
Yep. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, that one hurt. Tebow beat us in the playoffs. And then didn't we do anything else?
Oh no, against Jacksonville we did, and they beat us in the divisionals.
That Jacksonville game was a disaster.
Yeah. I think it ended up being like 45-42 or something like that.
Yeah, it was something stupid. I don't think the Giants, even if they win the NFC East, are going to upset anybody in the first round.
I think it's going to be the Eagles that win the division, honestly.
It's anybody's game at this point. It really is. It's their division. It's the Eagles' division to lose. And they're trying really hard to lose it. If not to say they would have had a commanding lead if they would have beat the Giants, but they would have had 4 wins, which in the NFC East is a commanding lead. Mm-hmm. Which wouldn't be as bad if it was week 4, but it's like week 11 now. It's like,
right. There's only 3 wins.
3 wins in week 11 is a division leader. What a disaster.
Actually, I think
this is more your question. Do you think Dallas will draft a quarterback with their first round pick?
Well, sure as shit better.
It's either that or sign Dak to something if he gets his ankle healed up and back his leg.
I think Dak will be healed up by the 2021 season. And I think we'll be in good shape with him as quarterback. Now, overall, the team's a shit show. I mean, it's not just Dak. It's not just Dalton. It's not just, you know, the quarterbacks, you know, being freaking pinballs. I mean, it's the whole team overall is a giant train wreck. So I think, honestly, what we need to work on is the offense overall, be it quarterback, be it, you know, run anything. So I would say drafting a quarterback at this stage of the game, you have to remember, Andy Dalton is not at the beginning of his career. At all, okay, but you've got Dak who's still
his career anyway.
You've got Dak who's still got juice left in the tank if he gets the ankle healthy. Hi, and you've got a good backup in the guy you've got there now. So I'm really not worried about the quarterback side of the Dallas Cowboy program. It's the overall scope of the team is just needs gross improvement in the next in the off season. So do I draft a quarterback with a first round pick? No, I don't. No. For what it's worth, Mikey is telling me that the Giants will play Tampa Bay in the first round if they win the division and things sit the way they sit now. The Buccaneers would whoop that ass. Are you kidding me?
I mean, the Giants are Brady's kryptonite. So, and the, yep. Actually, in fairness, the Buccaneers escape the Giants. So,
yeah,
maybe.
I'd be severely pissed off if that was the case. I am no Tom Brady fan, but the Giants beating them, that would chat my ass for the whole rest of the offseason.
Greg, best wrestling moment you've seen live? Undertaker's entrance at WrestleMania 28.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Anytime you can see a Taker Mania entrance, it's cool. Oh, yeah. How it gets 10 degrees colder in an open-air stadium, I will never know.
Same freaking thing in Orlando. In 2008, like what? Like so, I showed my dad. I'm getting them now. Actually, this is ridiculous. You know, the Gooseys. It's like, huh?
Yeah. Big G and Jeff. I'll throw the questions to you.
Man, I've been to a couple of Raws. Let's just try to think SmackDown.
I'll let you think about it because I want to bring up Collins. Yeah. Crazy that the Browns and the Ravens are currently tied in the division.
Right?
Whoa. That was scary.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke. No,
Jinx, that's it.
Jinx, you owe me a Pepsi.
There you go. Pepsi, attaboy. There you go.
All right.
I'm not a Coke guy. I'm a Pepsi guy.
I'll somehow mail you a Pepsi. It might be flat by the time it gets there, but it's a
thought. Oh, don't open it then.
Amazon pantry has a caffeine-free Pepsi for what it's worth.
Okay.
If you keep it closed, it'll be fine. But yeah, the Browns and the Ravens. Is it weird that I feel like the Browns are actually going to be the second team in the AFC North this year?
Crazy, right?
I think they're going to surpass Baltimore at some point. I really do.
Yep.
And that's not a knock to the Ravens. I mean, maybe a little bit, but it's the Browns are actually playing pretty well.
Yes, and they
are. For them to be competitive in the division is actually kind of nice. Yeah. It's nice that they're not like the Bengals replace them as the punching bag. So you know, Cincinnati's the new Browns.
Yes, very much so.
I was thinking about this question earlier, Michael. With Sasha being in The Mandalorian, do you think she has the chance to become WWE's next mainstream star? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think Sasha has all the ability to become the next big thing out of wrestling. She's got the look. She's got the talent. She's got the personality.
The familial pedigree. Let's not forget that.
People are going to start calling Snoop Sasha's cousin.
Uh-huh.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
And they've already started. So.
Stranger Things, man.
Yeah. Tell me about it as a Clevelander. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Colin, God bless you, man.
Yeah. I mean, granted, Odell Beckham is out for the year.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's a hard hit regardless of how you look at it. But Cleveland is still doing some good things. Like, Tim Davis says the Browns got a good coach now. That helps.
Yeah. Very much so.
Yes. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And pretty much every coach since then. Like I watched, I don't know if it was on YouTube, but I saw like a half an hour documentary on like the Browns since they came back in the league in 1999 and how much of a dumpster fire it has been from 99 till present. It's like, it almost made you feel like sad for Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yep. So much bad stuff happened.
Yep.
It was just detrimental. Like, oh man. Like, yeah. I don't even know how to describe it other than just sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But we went way over time, which is perfectly fine. I love the fact that you guys work to make this show better and you're very interested in listening to our opinions about stuff. Greatly appreciated. So,
yes. To answer the question that you asked both G and I, there's two for me. Okay. And they happened pretty close together. February 2003, myself, Aaron, the co-host, and Austin Abney at the time were at Raw, leading into No Way Out. It was the Raw that Vince told Eric Bischoff he was going to face Stone Cold at No Way Out. in Montreal. And cameras went dark, and Bischoff's continuing to argue with Austin, continuing to argue with Vince in the ring, at ring about having to face Steve Austin, and, you know, going back and forth. And Vince walks up the ramp and stops at the announce table, and the glass breaks for the first time in 8 months. Mm-hmm. And here he came. I have not heard the Staples Center get that loud until we won the Stanley Cup. It was ridiculous how loud. I'm getting chills now. Shit. It was ridiculous how loud we all got. It was an unbelievable moment. The other one is more personal for me. The 2005 Hall of Fame induction when Hogan came out. And we gave him that 25-hour cheer. I still get tears watching that now, because what gets me the most watching it back is Big Show in the audience, and he's bawling like an idiot. Just it never occurred to me how, even though he's had all the crap that he's gone on with him and all the shit that's happened with him, he still to this day gets that kind of reaction from us longtime fans. And the fact that, you know, the Hulkamaniacs came out in force, and I was right there with them, you know, dressed to the nines. But it was a very cool moment for me as a wrestling fan, as a Hulk Hogan fan, to have that moment with him. It was very sweet.
Big G?
For me, I mean, I had been to house shows in Germany and stuff like that, but for me, it'd have to be going to my first Monday Night Raw back in 2013 in Baltimore, Maryland. Nice. You know, going to a house show, that's fine and stuff like that. They're more, I don't know what the word is. What's the word I'm thinking of? I can't even think of the word. But anyways, going to a live Monday Night Raw, experiencing all that with the crowd there and seeing all that for the first time, it was just crazy good. And CM Punk was still there.
Yeah.
I still believe. And then another one was the old school Raw when Jake the Snake Roberts came back for the first time.
Nice. In a long time.
I was there for that. And oh my God, I had never heard a pop that loud before until that night.
I've always found it funny how close things are back east. Like, I don't think of, you know, because California is so big. Like, it's far to get freaking anywhere here, right? Yeah. We took a trip, my family and I, to DC. We stayed very, very close to, like, the Capitol, the White House, a lot of stuff. But we got to Baltimore for an Orioles game rather quickly. And then we got to Gettysburg for a tour very quickly. Like, it's all right there. Like, you don't think it's close, but it's all right in the little hub. So it's nice to have stuff close. And I envy you guys in that respect, because, you know, God, just getting to Orange County from here is an hour drive. It's a pain in the ass. So, you know, I love that everything's so close that you got, because you're up in Pennsylvania, but you're able to go to a house show in Raw in Baltimore. That's awesome. I love that.
Well, at the time, I lived in Maryland when I was going there.
Okay, well.
And I mean, from where I lived to Baltimore, it was maybe like a, depending, maybe 35-minute drive.
Which is really nothing in the grand scheme of things, traffic-wise. And when I stayed back there with Greg for a week, and Greg and Jen for a week, you know, everything's right there. Like, the furthest we would have had to go, had we actually gone, would have been to a Pittsburgh Penguins game. Because Pittsburgh is still far enough out there where it's a drive, but not as much as you think it would be.
No.
Like an hour and a half, 2 hours from here.
Right. You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, people think of, you know, it's, we're all, you know, LA is this whole big thing, but we're all together. Like, no. It takes a good hour and a half to get to Staples Center if we're driving. Easy. So, you know, I love that everything on your side of the country is very just, it's all this little hub. I love it. It's great.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to say also, honorable mention, me being at my first ever Royal Rumble pay-per-view.
Yes, exactly.
And last match ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that.
Yep. Yeah. I'm very privileged to be a part of every one of the big four except the Rumble so far. I went to WrestleMania twice. I've been to SummerSlam, I think 562 times at this point now. of course, Survivor Series 2 years ago.
I'm kind of pissed that I didn't go to the Rumble a couple years ago in Baltimore.
Right there, brother. Yep.
It was NXT Philly, I think. And Royal Rumble was that night or the next night. And then, so what we ended up doing was we thought about it. Like, we either go to the Royal Rumble or we go to NXT and we go to the Raw after Rumble.
Yeah.
And I think that's when Ronda showed up, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, she showed up at the Rumble at the end. Yep.
Right.
And I was kind of pissed about that, but yeah.
Yeah, Lee and I did the same thing in 2005. We went to the Hall of Fame and to Raw. And Mania we watched in that next room. So
Colin, you're probably not too far away from me then.
No, he's not. No, not at all. Well, because remember, it took you about 4 years to get to Cleveland and then about an hour to get back. So
that's because of that ridiculous snowstorm.
I have never seen that much snow in my life ever.
Yeah.
And I think I'm four hours away from Greg. My drive has been 4 hours.
Yeah, God bless Greg and Jim, man. When I flew back there, you guys don't know the story. We're going to go overtime. We're going to go overtime. When I flew back there, brother, works for me, brother. In 2013, I went back to Pennsylvania in January because I'm an idiot. so we were landing in Cleveland for the layover to get to Erie. Yep. And the FAA went, no, you're not flying. You're grounded because of snow in Erie. You're like, okay. So I called Greg and Jen. They came all the way. It's maybe an hour drive from the Erie airport I was going to Cleveland. So 4 hours later, because of a ridiculous snowstorm, Greg and Jen finally got there. And then, of course, the snow lets up. So it took us maybe an hour and 10 to get back to Oil City.
Lake effect snow is a bitch.
Yeah, it's terrible. And what really chapped my ass was I got there early enough in the day where had I had a little bit of foresight and had I known they were going to be that long, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is right there. Like, oh, damn it. So, but yeah.
Sheets food out of the deal, which is always delicious.
Hello. I'm sorry, say that again.
You got Sheets food.
I did. Awesome. And yes, Colin, Virtue's right there too. That's the thing. The only people that are really far out from quote unquote the rest of the gang are me and Aaron. And even still,
and Aaron's not that far. So,
yeah. I mean, Michigan isn't far from the rest of you guys. So I'm really the lone wolf out here. Me and Interstate Kyle, I think, and Cindy, we're all kind of out here on the West Coast doing our thing. Everybody else is right there in that little hub. So it's nice.
All you guys should move here and we'll bring down Cass from Canada.
And I have been working on that and you know my barrier. So if it wasn't for that person, bye, out of here.
Cleaver says Sheets rolls. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. I can't stand Rudder.
Something real quick.
Yeah. I got the Sheets education when I went back there 7 years ago and God bless it, man. Oh, man. Good stuff. Yes.
That and Wawa. Hit Sheets
freak status today. Yes.
What happened?
It's like the loyalty program.
Sheets freak
is like the best you can get. So I just hit that again this year. So
there you go. Yeah. See, Aaron's about 4 to 5 hours from Colin. So yeah, he's not really far from the group, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you remember when we started 18 years ago, as far as the media stuff, you know, Aaron and I were here. Our co-host was still technically living in, I think he was still in Ohio going to school, I think, which is ironic now thinking back. But before too long, he moved back and he ended up living down the block, like literally in the same complex, just down the road a couple doors from Aaron for most of our run together, all of us together.
Yeah.
So we've never been really far apart from one another as far as the staff until I left. I stepped away and Aaron branched out did his own thing and then it kind of went. So
all right, well, we're almost at 2:30, so we should probably
yes
not that there's a time frame on this because I'm sure you guys love hearing us talk, but
yes,
we will be back next week, the day before Thanksgiving. I would like to thank Big G and Jeff as always for being on the show.
I appreciate being on, brother, always.
Yes.
Yeah.
We look forward to seeing you guys next week. Hopefully all the Americans have a good Thanksgiving, even though, like I said, we'll be back next Wednesday and we'll see you again next week.
Don't forget tomorrow on the Greg Cherry brand and the Jeff Meacham Network, we're going to watch a rare gem here for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship as Adam Pearce defends against Sterling James Keenan. And yes, that is Corey Graves.
Yes. So. And yes, this match is very special because I was there.
Yes. And if you look hard, well, not really hard, you'll see Greg. And so we'll definitely have that in the shot here. So
camera side. So
well, there you go.
So you'll be able to see me probably at least a couple times during the course of the match.
That's it. So, I mean, follow all of us on social media. You guys know the links. And I'll just, you know, just run through this here. And then that.
I do want
to.
And then that. And I'll shoot you the link next week. We'll have you on too.
Yep. All the links are there. You guys know where to find us. Big G is at NoDQ underscore Big Baller G. He's not hard to find either. And of course, we close with a very special happy birthday message. Mickey DeMouse, happy birthday, my friend.
Yes.
He looks good for 92. I'm not going to lie.
So, oh, boy. I hope I look that good when I'm 92.
I wish I looked good now. Anyway.
But anyway, thank you guys all for joining us, and we will see you next week on the Greg Cherry Show.